Hi, and welcome to Bourbon and Fantasy. This is your host, Jacob Donahue. I'm very happy to introduce you to our 12-week-long podcast. This podcast is, one, about bourbon, and two, about fantasy. Now, let me introduce you to the boys that will be starring in today's podcast. First up, we have Mr. Ben Pantalone. He currently drafted a mediocre team that he thinks can go all the way. Ben, do you have any questions or concerns about your team, how it might stack in the league?
I have no concerns at all with Drew Brees at quarterback and Le'Veon Bell. I think I'm set for the season.
See, Ben clearly doesn't understand that Drew Brees is a liability. Let's go over to Jake Gatz now. Mr. Gatz, what kind of team do you seem to have drafted so far? I've heard some controversy.
Probably the best team in the league. Honestly,
bullshit.
Now, Mr. Ben,
tell me why Drew Brees is a liability.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Here's the thing, though.
Mr. Gatz,
what was his ranking even last year?
Yes, nine. Mr. Pantalone.
Yeah. There you go. Nine.
Nine. Out of how many exactly?
Out of 32 quarterbacks.
Yes. Now, who is number one?
Probably Aaron Rodgers.
Mr. Gatz. Mr. Gatz has successfully drafted. Aaron Rodgers. Gatz, care to weigh in?
Yeah, I think he's going to have...
actually number one.
All right.
Hey,
I know.
Up,
you can't say that Aaron Rodgers was number one ranked because he was hurt last year. But wait, listen. He's going to have amazing comeback season. And by the end
really?
Of this season, he...
Because what receivers does he have? Is Jordan Elsie on the team anymore?
No, but it doesn't matter because we already talked about how he has Devontae.
Oh, no.
Hey, one at a time.
Mr. Killerman, this is Mitchell Killerman. He's very Southern. Can we weigh in on your team?
I don't really know a lot about football, but I know I got Tom Brady. So
he himself has drafted the GOAT, Mr. Brady. Now let's go back to looking through Gatz's team here. Gatz, who do you have as your running backs currently?
So right now I have Leonard Fournette and Jordan Hayward. And I think
Jordan Howard.
All right, I keep pronouncing it wrong, but anyways, listen. I think that Jordan Howard's going to have an amazing season because of how Trubisky's not going to throw the ball as much as other quarterbacks will.
They're going to throw the ball, and then they're going to stack the box and put all the defenders right in the middle so they can't run the ball. If they can't pass and can't run, they can't win.
Screenplay.
So you stop both.
Screenplay. Stop.
So apparently screenplays is the new Hail Mary, except one team simply just runs for screenplays. Now... let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to it as the boys handle it.
I like this break idea.
Coming back, we're here back on set with Mr. Gatz,
who's looking at your team, Mr. Donahue.
Now, let's look at Mr. Donahue, host team. My team name is Orgasmic Jalapenos.
So we have Kirk Cousins, who was ranked sixth, actually, so I don't know how he's going to do, though, because he's going to the Vikings.
So,
new team, yep.
New team, new quarterback. The way I always saw it was...
So you can't base his ranking off of that because with a new team, you can't, like, expect him to be a top six quarterback again, do you?
We do have Rudolph.
Who actually is on my team.
That is correct. So, Mr. Gatz has drafted our number one tight end from the Vikings. Now, who else do we have? We have Diggs. Now, Diggs is a very, very, very good receiver. And who drafted Diggs in our thing?
Me.
Yeah. So Mr. Pantalone has drafted Stephon Diggs. And
I have.
What would you say your strategy in drafting him was?
Well, he's a fucking niglet, so first of all, he'll do well.
So,
besides that,
if I may recap, Mr. Pantalone's niglet strategy is working. Now let's take a quick break to talk about bourbon.
Bourbon is healthy and should be drinking every day.
We're coming back to Mr. Killerman, who knows a thing or two about bourbon. So, care to weigh in on bourbon of the day?
Probably some Evan Williams or some Maker's Mark.
So, I'm a big fan of this Evan Williams. It's only $25 for
a
fifth.
What the fuck?
Excuse me, Mr. Pantaloon,
like
you're not up.
This is a no swearing zone, so can you please fuck
so,
off?
So, the Evan Williams has a very nice crisp taste, as I can tell so far. And Mr. Killerman has agreed to allow me to try it.
Who said you would be the narrator of this?
Who let you be the narrator of this?
Well,
podcast?
Mr. Gatz, I'm the one who downloaded the fucking thing on my phone
hey,
to do
this.
This
is a no swearing zone, so
suck
please
my
fuck
dick.
Off.
It's not YouTube. You don't mean that.
Them Chicagoans and believing that they have better prep for us. Now we're gonna wrap today's session up with my favorite segment called Biggest Loser. Now, what team in the league do you currently believe is going to end up with the lowest points this week?
Let's see the scoreboard.
We're going checking the scoreboards now.
Definitely Team Moore.
Team Moore?
Only
so,
projected 86 points.
I currently play Team Moore in round one.
Oh my god. All right, let me go through his team real quick.
Okay, let's talk about the biggest loser.
Is this Moore's team? Yeah, he has Ben Roethlisberger, who only plays well at home. Yeah. Besides that, he's shitty as fuck. Now we're talking about Lamar Miller, who, he did well in the Dolphins, but he's on the fucking Texans now. All they can do is pass. They have a quarterback that does the running on his own.
That's very true.
And then we got Chris Carson that was supposed to be the backup, but since Penny got hurt, now he's the one that's starting. So I don't know. He's probably not that good. AJ Green, decent. Chris Hogan, okay. But Patriots spread the ball around a lot, and the number one target's Rob Gronkowski.
Very true.
But Drew does have Rob Gronkowski.
Well, you see with Gronkowski, tight ends don't typically pull that many points. What's Gronkowski's average currently? Or projection?
He's projected. I'm not quite sure. I can't find it at the moment. But he was first overall last season with 1,084 yards and 8 touchdowns.
What was his overall season point?
Overall season point was. Doesn't say. Oh, wait, 175.3.
So 175.3 for a tight end who is currently Mr. Moore's saving grace. We will have back next week with Drew Moore on set to talk about how his team was the biggest loser. This concludes our podcast of Bourbon and Fantasy. As always, I'm your host, Jake Donahue, supported with Mr. Ben Pantalone, Mr. Jake Gatz, and our redneck friend, Mitch. Bye, y'all.
All right.
Let's listen to it.
Good first
hey,
podcast.
All you know, all you can hear in the video is your eyes going clicking against the side of the cup. That's what I was about to say.
Hey, he asked me why I drafted Stephon Diggs because he's a Diggler.
I heard you phrase that. I go, apparently Mr. Pantaloon agrees that Stephon Diggs
you
is
know
a
what, Jake? We were thinking about changing this podcast to a video.
I very well agree to that, but then it is not a podcast.
No, the first one could be. The first, guys, the
where
first
we can
be,
move, we can move desk, our desks.
We can actually do it in the study room.
We can do it there, and I'll bring a tripod up.
No, we'll do it while we're watching the game.
No. Okay.